Yes, 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 exactly. It was great. Fantastic. Okay, hear the word of the Lord from Isaiah 64. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who works for those who wait for Him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you are angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy rag. We all fade like a leaf. In our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now, consider, we are all your people. You ever get the feeling that God once did something, but that we've somehow fallen out of favor with God? Like God used to do things, but is God still at work the way that maybe God once was? Did God go through this sort of active phase and now He's just kind of... Well, I'm here to tell you, and this is the good news, that it's not the case. I know it feels like it sometimes, but it's not the case. Instead, I think what happens is that we sometimes get blinded by the things of the world so that we have a hard time seeing the everyday ongoing mighty works of God. Even shaping our lives. We, all the people of God, gathered here today. Isaiah 64 is the hope of a second chance. It is a new beginning. In every sense of the word, Isaiah 64 is a new beginning. Because even if you can see just the beautiful structure of Isaiah. Just beautiful, the way that it's built. It'd be like an architect looking at a building and saying, "Oh, did you notice all that?" And we say, "No." Show us. What do you see that's so pretty that I'm missing? That's the beauty of even just the structure of Isaiah. Because Isaiah 1 through 39 is the before. And then 40 through 66 is the during and the after. And so by the time we get to 66, it's because 64 sets up these last few chapters and says, for the during and after, here's what's what. Here's what you get to expect. And part of what you get to expect as we acknowledge that God has not stopped working, but that God keeps working, and that we get to participate in this, is this wonderful little line in Isaiah 64 at the end. And it's when we pray, "Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord." And I wonder if they're really talking to God. Are they telling God, "Don't be exceedingly angry with us"? Or are they saying that out loud as a way to remind themselves not to get exceedingly angry with God? Not to hold God too accountable for our own distractions. And so we just keep praying. Things like the end of verse 9, "God, consider your people." And then that's it. We are all your people. Just look around the room. This is what God gets to look at all the time. And so we just hear, "God, we are all your people." Nowhere is this prayer more apparent than at the table of the Lord, the place where we are reminded every time we come together that God still works, God still redeems, and God still creates. The Lord be with you.